Revelation. Chapter 1. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him, to show to his servants things which must shortly come to pass, and he sent and signified it by his angel to his servant John, who bore record of the word of God, and of the testimony of Jesus Christ, and of all the things that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy, and keep the things which are written in it, because the time is at hand. From John to the seven churches who are in Asia Minor, grace be to you and peace, from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ who is the faithful witness, and the firstborn from the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. To him who loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to God and his Father, to him be glory and authority to rule forever and ever. Amen. Let it be. Look, he comes with clouds, and every eye will see him, and those also who pierced him, and all nationalities of the earth wail because of him. Even so, amen, let it be. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, who also am your brother, and companion in tribulation, and in the kingdom and patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos, because of the word of God, and because of the testimony of Jesus Christ. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day Sunday, and heard behind me a great voice like a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what you see write in a book, and send it to the seven churches who are in Asia Minor, to Ephesus, and to Smyrna, and to Pergamos, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. And I turned to see the voice that spoke with me, and having turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a robe down to the foot, and with a golden vest wrapped about the breasts. His head and his hairs were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass, as if they glowed in a furnace, and his voice is the sound of many waters. And he had in his right hand seven stars, and out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword, and his appearance was as the sun shining in its strength. And when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying to me, Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am he who lives and was dead, and look, I am alive forevermore, amen, let it be, and have the keys of hell and of death. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will be hereafter. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw in my right hand and the seven golden candlesticks. The seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven candlesticks which you saw are the seven churches. Revelation chapter 2. To the angel of the church of Ephesus write, These things says he who holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know your works, and your labor, and your patience, and how you cannot bear those who are evil, and you have tried those who say they are apostles, and are not, and have found them to be liars, and have borne, and have patience, and for my name's sake have labored, and have not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you, because you have left your first love. Remember therefore from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly, and will remove your candlestick out of its place, unless you repent. But this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And to the angel of the church in Smyrna write, These things says the first and the last, who was dead and is alive. I know your works and tribulation and poverty, but you are rich, and I know the blasphemy of those who say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Do not be afraid of those things which you will suffer. Look, the devil will cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful to death, and I will give you a crown of life. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. He who overcomes will not be hurt by the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, These things says he who has the sharp sword with two edges. I know your works, and where you live, even where Satan's seat is, and you hold fast my name, and have not denied my faith, even in those days in which Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was killed among you, where Satan lives. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the teaching of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit fornication, sex outside of marriage. So you have also those who hold the teaching of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly, and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes I will give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no man knows except him who receives it. And to the angel of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has his eyes like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. I know your works, and charity, and service, and faith, and your patience, and your works, and the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication, sex outside of marriage, and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of fornication, but she did not repent. Look, I will cast her into a bed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the hearts and minds, and I will give to every one of you according to your works. But to you I say, and to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this teaching, and who have not known the depths of Satan, as they call it, I will put upon you no other burden, but that which you have already hold fast until I come. And he who overcomes and keeps my works to the end, to him I will give power over the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, as the vessels of a potter they will be broken to pieces, even as I received of my Father. And I will give him the morning star. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. Revelation chapter 3. And to the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God, and the seven stars, I know your works, that you have a name that you live, but you are dead. Be watchful, and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die, because I have not found your works perfect before God. Remember therefore what you have received and heard, and hold fast and repent. If therefore you will not watch, I will come upon you as a thief, and you will not know what hour I will come upon you. You have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their clothes, and they will walk with me in white, because they are worthy. He who overcomes, the same will be clothed in white robes, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father, and before his angels. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things says he who is holy, he who is true, he who has the key of David, he who opens, and no man shuts, and shuts, and no man opens. I know your works, look, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it, because you have a little strength, and have kept my word, and have not denied my name. Indeed, I will make those of the synagogue of Satan, who say they are Jews and are not, but lie, I will cause them to come and worship before your feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because you have kept the word of my patience, I also will keep you from the hour of temptation, which will come upon all the world, to try those who live upon the earth. Indeed, I come quickly. Hold fast that which you have, that no man takes your crown. He who overcomes I will make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will no more go out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which comes down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew you out of my mouth. Because you say, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel you to buy from me gold tried in the fire, that you may be rich, and white clothing, that you may be clothed, and that the shame of your nakedness does not appear, and anoint your eyes with eye salve that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and discipline. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Indeed, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in to him and will dine with him and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. After this I looked, and a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up here, and I will show you things which must be hereafter. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and indeed a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. And he who sat had the appearance of a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. And around the throne were 24 seats, and upon the seats I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was a sea of glass appearing like crystal, and in the midst of the throne and around the throne were four beasts full of eyes in front and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face as a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts each had six wings about him, and inside they were full of eyes, and they do not rest day or night, saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And when those beasts give glory and honor and thanks to him who sat on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who sat on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever and cast their crowns before the throne, saying, You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, because you have created all things, and for your pleasure they are and were created. Revelation chapter 5. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a book scroll, written inside and on the backside, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the book scroll and to loose its seals? And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth was able to open the book scroll, nor to look upon it. And I wept much, because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look upon it. And one of the elders said to me, Do not weep, indeed the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book scroll and to loose its seven seals. And I looked, and in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been killed, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And he came and took the book, scroll, out of the right hand of him who sat upon the throne. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the lamb, each one of them having harps and golden vials full of aromas, which are the prayers of saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the book and to open its seals, because you were killed and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every family and language and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we will reign on the earth. And I saw, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was killed to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits upon the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And the four beasts said, Amen, let it be. And the 24 elders fell down and worshipped him who lives forever and ever. Revelation chapter 6. And I saw when the Lamb opened one of the seals, and I heard, as it were the noise of thunder, one of the four beasts saying, Come and see. And I saw, and look, a white horse, and he who sat on him had a bow, and a crown was given to him, and he went forth conquering and to conquer. And when he opened the second seal, I heard the second beast say, Come and see. And there went out another horse that was red, and power was given to him who sat upon it to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another, and there was given to him a great sword. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, Come and see. And I saw, and a black horse, and he who sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, A measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny, and see that you do not harm the oil and the wine. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, Come and see. And I looked, and a pale horse, and his name who sat on him was Death, and Hell followed with him. And power was given to them over the fourth part of the earth, to kill with sword, and with hunger, and with death, and with the beasts of the earth. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who were killed because of the word of God, and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, do you not judge and avenge our blood on those who live on the earth? And white robes were given to every one of them. And it was said to them, that they should rest yet for a little season, until their fellow servants also and their brothers, who should be killed as they were, should be fulfilled. And I saw when he had opened the sixth seal, and there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs, when she is shaken by a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together. And every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne, and from the wrath, anger, judgment of the Lamb. Because the great day of his wrath, anger, judgment has come, and who will be able to stand? Revelation chapter 7. And after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God, and he cried with a loud voice to the four angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, Do not hurt the earth, neither the sea nor the trees, until we have sealed the servants of our God in their foreheads. And I heard the number of those who were sealed, and there were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Aser were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Joseph were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Benjamin were sealed 12,000. After this I saw, and a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations, and families, and people, and languages, stood before the throne, and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God who sits upon the throne, and to the Lamb. And all the angels stood around the throne, and around the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, let it be. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen, let it be. And one of the elders answered, saying to me, Who are these who are arrayed in white robes? And from where did they come? And I said to him, Sir, you know. And he said to me, These are those who came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne shall live among them. They will hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither will the sun light on them, nor any heat. Because the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will feed them, and will lead them to living fountains of waters, and God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. Revelation chapter 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stood before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer, and there was given to him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angel took the censer, and filled it with fire of the altar, and cast it upon the earth, and there were voices, and thunderings, and lightnings, and an earthquake. And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded, and as it were a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea, and had life, died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven, burning as if it were a lamp, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was stricken, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars. So the third part of them was darkened, and the day did not shine for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I saw and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to those who live on the earth because of the other voices of the trumpet of the three angels, which are yet to sound." Revelation chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And they were commanded that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God in their foreheads. And they were commanded that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was the torment of a scorpion when he strikes a man. And in those days men will seek death, and will not find it, and will desire to die, but death will flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like horses prepared for battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like scorpions, and there were stingers in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew language is Abaddon Destroyer, but in the Greek language his name is Apollyon Destroyer. One woe is past, and look, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, "Loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates." And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, to kill the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200 million, and I heard the number of them. And so I saw the horses in the vision, and those who sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, sulfur. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone, sulfur. By these three, the third part of men were killed, by the fire and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, sulfur, which issued out of their mouths, because their power is in their mouth, and in their tails, because their tails were like snakes, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons, and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone, and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. Neither did they repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, drug use, nor of their fornication, sex outside of marriage, nor of their thefts. Revelation chapter 10. And I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book scroll open, and he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth, and cried with a loud voice, as when a lion roars, and when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, Seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered, and do not write them. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swore by him who lives forever and ever, who created heaven, and the things that are in it, and the earth, and the things that are in it, and the sea, and the things which are in it, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he begins to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he has declared to his servants, the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spoke to me again and said, Go and take the little book scroll, which is open in the hand of the angel who stands upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went to the angel and said to him, Give me the little book scroll. And he said to me, Take it, and eat it up, and it will make your belly bitter, but it will be in your mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book scroll out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said to me, You must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. And there was given to me a reed like a rod, and the angel stood, saying, Rise and measure the temple of God, and the altar, and those who worship in it. But the court which is outside the temple leave out, and do not measure it, because it is given to the Gentiles, non-Jews, and they will tread the holy city underfoot 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees, and the two candlesticks standing before the God of the earth. And if any man will hurt them, fire proceeds out of their mouth, and devours their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. These have power to shut heaven, that it does not rain during the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them to blood, and to strike the earth with all plagues as often as they desire. And when they have finished their testimony, the beast that ascends out of the bottomless pit will make war against them, and will overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And all of the people and families and languages and nations will see their dead bodies 3.5 days, and will not allow their dead bodies to be put in graves. And those who live upon the earth will rejoice over them, and make merry, and will send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented those who lived on the earth. And after 3.5 days, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon those who saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying to them, Come up here. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. And the same hour there was a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake 7,000 men were killed, and the remnant were terrified, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past, and look, the third woe comes quickly. And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world have become the kingdoms of our Lord, and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. And the 24 elders, who sat before God on their seats, fell upon their faces and worshipped God, saying, We give you thanks, O Lord God Almighty, who are, and was, and is to come, because you have taken to yourself your great power, and have reigned. And the nations were angry, and your wrath, anger, judgment has come, and the time of the dead, that they should be judged, and that you should give reward to your servants the prophets and to the saints, and those who fear revere your name, small and great, and should destroy those who destroy the earth. And the temple of God was opened in heaven, and there was seen in his temple the ark of his testament, and there were lightnings, and voices, and thunderings, and an earthquake, and great hail. Revelation chapter 12. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun, and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And being pregnant, she cried out, having great pain in birth, and was in pain to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and look, a great red dragon, having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his heads. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, and cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered, in order to devour her child as soon as it was born. And she brought forth a man-child, who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne. And the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God, that they should feed her there 1,260 days. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and they did not prevail, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent snake called the devil, and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now salvation has come, and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ, because the accuser of our brothers is cast down, who accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives even to the death. Therefore rejoice, you heavens, and you who live in them. But woe to those who live on the earth and in the sea, because the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, anger, because he knows that he has but a short time. And when the dragon saw that he was cast to the earth, he persecuted the woman who brought forth the man-child. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, and two times, and half a time, 3.5 years, from the face of the serpent snake. And the snake cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away by the flood. But the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth, and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. And the dragon was angry with the woman, and went to make war with the remnant of her descendants, who keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 13. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed, and all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power to the beast, and they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given to him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given to him to continue 42 months, 3.5 years. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and those who live in heaven. And it was given to him to make war with the saints, and to overcome them. And power was given him over all families and languages and nations. And all who live upon the earth will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb killed from the foundation of the world. If any man has an ear, let him hear. He who leads into captivity will go into captivity. He who kills with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints. And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had 2 horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and caused the earth and those who live in it to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he does great wonders, so that he causes fire to come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceives those who live on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to those who live on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and lived. And he had power to give life to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak, and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, except he who had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him who has understanding count the number of the beast, because it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Revelation chapter 14. And I looked, and a lamb stood on the Mount Zion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sang a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts, and the elders, and no man could learn that song but the 144,000, who were redeemed from the earth. These are those who were not defiled with women, because they are virgins. These are those who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. and in their mouth was found no deceit, because they are without fault before the throne of God. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who live on the earth, and to every nation, and family, and language, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory to him, because the hour of his judgment has come, and worship him who made heaven, and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters." And there followed another angel saying, "Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath, anger, judgment of her fornication." And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, "If any man worships the beast and his image, and receives his mark in his forehead or in his hand, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath, anger, judgment of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels, and in the presence of the Lamb. And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever, and they have no rest day nor night, who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying to me, write, 'Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from this time forward, yes, says the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors and their works follow them.' And I looked and saw a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him who sat on the cloud, 'Thrust in your sickle and reap, because the time has come for you to reap, because the harvest of the earth is ripe.' And he who sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him who had the sharp sickle, saying, 'Thrust in your sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, because her grapes are fully ripe.' And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath, anger, judgment of God. And the winepress was trodden outside the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even to the horse bridles, a distance of 1,600 furlongs, about 200 miles, 322 kilometers. And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, because in them is completed the wrath, anger, judgment of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and those who had gained the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, standing on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, 'Great and marvelous are your works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are your ways, you King of saints. Who shall not fear you, O Lord, and glorify your name, because you only are holy, because all nations will come and worship before you, because your judgments are revealed.' And after that I looked, and saw, the temple of the tabernacle of the testimony in heaven was opened. And the seven angels came out of the temple, having the seven plagues, clothed in pure and white linen, and having their breasts clothed with golden vests. And one of the four beasts gave to the seven angels seven golden vials full of the wrath, anger, judgment of God, who lives forever and ever. And the temple was filled with smoke from the glory of God and from his power. And no man was able to enter into the temple until the seven plagues of the seven angels were fulfilled." Revelation chapter 16. And I heard a great voice out of the temple saying to the seven angels, "Go your ways and pour out the vials, bowls of the wrath, anger, judgment of God upon the earth." And the first went, and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a horrible and painful sore upon the men who had the mark of the beast, and upon those who worshipped his image. And the second angel poured out his vial upon the sea. And it became as the blood of a dead man, and every living soul died in the sea. And the third angel poured out his vial upon the rivers and fountains of waters, and they became blood. And I heard the angel of the waters say, "You are righteous, O Lord, who is, and was, and will be, because you have judged so. Because they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and you have given them blood to drink, because they are worthy." And I heard another out of the altar say, "Even so, Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments." And the fourth angel poured out his vial upon the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and blasphemed the name of God, who has power over these plagues, and they did not repent to give him glory. And the fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast, and his kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain, and blasphemed the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores, and did not repent of their deeds. And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and its water was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet, because they are the spirits of demons, working miracles, which go forth to the kings of the earth and of the whole world, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. Look, I come as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his clothing, lest he walk naked, and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called, in the Hebrew tongue, Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, "It is done." And there were voices, and thunders, and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not since men were upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give to her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath, anger, judgment. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone weighed about a talent, about 75 pounds, 33 kilograms. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, because the plague was exceedingly great. Revelation chapter 17. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying to me, "Come here, I will show to you the judgment of the great prostitute who sits upon many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and those who live on the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication." So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness. And I saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, "Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of prostitutes and abominations of the earth." And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said to me, "Why did you marvel? I will tell you the mystery of the woman, and of the beast that carries her, which has the 7 heads and 10 horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And those who live on the earth will wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind which has wisdom. The 7 heads are 7 mountains on which the woman sits. And there are 7 kings, 5 are fallen, and 1 presently is, and the other has not yet come, and when he comes, he must continue a short space. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the 8th, and is of the 7, and goes into perdition. And the 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings, who have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have 1 mind, and will give their power and strength to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, because he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he said to me, "The waters which you saw, where the prostitute sits, are peoples and multitudes and nations and languages. And the 10 horns which you saw upon the beast, these will hate the prostitute, and will make her desolate and naked, and will eat her flesh and burn her with fire. Because God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and give their kingdom to the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which you saw is that great city, which reigns over the kings of the earth." Revelation chapter 19. And after these things I heard a great voice of many people in heaven saying, "Alleluia, praise the Lord, salvation and glory and honor and power to the Lord our God. Because true and righteous are his judgments, because he has judged the great prostitute, who corrupted the earth with her fornication, and has avenged the blood of his servants at her hand." And again they said, "Alleluia, praise the Lord, And her smoke rose up forever and ever. And the 24 elders and the four beasts fell down and worshipped God who sat on the throne, saying, Amen, let it be, Alleluia, praise the Lord. And a voice came out of the throne, saying, Praise our God, all you his servants, and you who fear him, both small and great. And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, praise the Lord, because the Lord God all-powerful reigns. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honor to him, because the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, because the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. And he said to me, Write, Blessed are those who are called to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. But he said to me, See that you do not, I am your fellow servant, and of your brothers who have the testimony of Jesus, worship God, because the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. And I saw heaven opened, and look, a white horse, and he who sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew, except he himself. And he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron, and he treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath, anger, judgment of Almighty God. And he has on his vest and on his belt a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast, and the kings of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet who performed miracles before him, with which he deceived those who had received the mark of the beast, and those who worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone, sulfur. And the remnant were killed with the sword by him who sat upon the horse, whose sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. Revelation chapter 20. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent snake, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years. And cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, until 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosened a little season. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given to them. And I saw the souls of those who were beheaded because of the witness of Jesus, and because of the word of God, and who had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads, or in their hands, and they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. But the rest of the dead did not live again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection. Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. On such the second death has no power, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him 1,000 years. And when 1,000 years are expired, Satan will be released out of his prison, and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth, and encircled the camp of the saints, and the beloved city, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone sulfur, where the beast and the false prophet are, and will be tormented day and night forever and ever. And I saw a great white throne, and him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation chapter 21. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, because the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Look, the tabernacle home of God is with men, and he will live with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there will be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither will there be any more pain, because the former things are passed away. And he who sat upon the throne said, Indeed, I make all things new. And he said to me, Write, because these words are true and faithful. And he said to me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who is thirsty of the fountain of the water of life freely. He who overcomes will inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But the fearful, and unbelieving, and abominable, and murderers, and those who go after prostitutes, and those who use drugs, and idolaters and all liars will have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, sulfur, which is the second death. And there came to me one of the seven angels who had the seven vials bowls full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, Come here, I will show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates 12 angels, and names written on them, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east 3 gates, on the north 3 gates, on the south 3 gates, and on the west 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and on them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he who talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and its gates and its wall. And the city lies foursquare, and the length is as large as the width. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs, about 1,500 miles, 2,414 kilometers. The length and the width and the height of it are equal. And he measured its wall 144 cubits, about 216 feet, 65.8 meters, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished, decorated, with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, the second, sapphire, the third, a chalcedony, the fourth, an emerald, the fifth, sardonyx, the sixth, sardius, the seventh, chrysolite, the eighth, beryl, the ninth, a topaz, the tenth, a chrysoprasus, the 11th, a jacinth, the 12th, an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gate was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple in it, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city had no need of the sun, nor of the moon to shine in it, because the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its light. And the nations of those who are saved will walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. And its gates will not be shut at all by day, because there will be no night there. And they will bring the glory and honor of the nations into it. And in no way will anything that defiles or works abomination or makes a lie enter into it, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Revelation chapter 22. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the midst of its street, and on either side of the river, there was the tree of life, which bore 12 kinds of fruits, and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there will be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will serve him. And they will see his face, and his name will be in their foreheads. And there will be no night there, and they will need no candle, neither light of the sun, because the Lord God gives them light, and they will reign forever and ever. And he said to me, These sayings are faithful and true, And the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angel to show to his servants the things which must shortly be done. Indeed, I come quickly. Blessed is he who keeps the saying of the prophecy of this book. And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things. Then he said to me, See that you not do so, because I am your fellow servant, and of your brothers the prophets, and of those who keep the sayings of this book, worship God. And he said to me, Do not seal the sayings of the prophecy of this book, because the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he who is filthy, let him be filthy still, and he who is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he who is holy, let him be holy still. And look, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to every man his reward according to his work. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. Because outside are dogs, unbelievers, and drug users, and those who go after prostitutes, and murderers, and idolaters, and whoever loves and makes a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify to you these things in the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. And let him who hears say, Come. And let him who is thirsty come. And whoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Because I testify to every man who hears the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man will add to these things, God will add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man will take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God will take away his part out of the book of life, and out of the holy city, and from the things which are written in this book. He who testifies of these things says, Surely I come quickly. Amen. Let it be. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Let it be.